Look, in this room, it's like returning to nature in Idria. On the right, there are the flora and fauna. I am thrilled they started the presentation with rocky and cave habitats. There are really a lot of them here. One should take them seriously, though. If you don't pay attention, you can easily get lost. Hladnikia, alpine bellflower, and the Carniolan primrose are well known to me. Unfortunately, I did not recognize the new species from the primrose, but Ake did. He sent the sample to Vienna, and the then leading botanist, Jacquin, assigned a species to it and named it after the land of the find, the Carniolan primrose, or Primula carniolica in Latin. Almost 80% of the surface of the Idria Geopark is covered with forests. In the Idria region, forests have always been well taken care of. But natural disasters cannot be ignored. A few years ago, sleet also hit the Slovenian and Idria forests. After such devastation, it takes the forest decades to recover. And there is also the bark beetle. Do you see it in the hollow in the spruce trunk? It causes a lot of damage to the spruce trees, which grow in abundance here, but they don't feel the best. They have been planted in large numbers over the past 50 years due to their rapid growth. Unlike the spruce, however, the fir feels at home. Many of the animals and plants presented here can already be found in my records. And look, these tiny yellow-green flowers called Acacia epipactis are named after my colleague, Ake. And meadows, of course, so full of life. Will you be able to preserve them with this new way of life? And finally, the swamp. Will you spin the cubes? But not just in any old way. Sort them by columns, swamp flowers, birds, insects, and animals. Look at the salamander. I also described it and sent it to my colleague, Linnaeus.